T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here in OMF, we're doing it live over here at Fenway Park because it is game one of the World
Great
Series.
Great baseball weather.
And joining us live as he does.
Can't wait.
It's good football.
Can't wait to get out to L.A.
This is great for football weather. Joining us as he does every week during the course of the season, Alex Kerr, good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
First time manager and you're game one of the World Series. This game's easy, huh?
Yeah, right.
That's what we play for, huh?
Like, yeah,
I guess 108, so. Who cares? Yeah.
You
know, yeah. You
pretty much seemed to know you were going to be in this spot. It almost seemed like from day one, the plan was always, I'm doing this now to get to where we want in October.
Since the pitching program in spring training, yeah, everything was, we mapped everything out for October, saving David and Chris and Rick, the bullpen. Everybody makes a big deal out of the starters in spring training, but the bullpen, we took care of them too. And from day one, still remember I flew to Fort Myers, and so met with Sale, Price, Sandy, and Jackie, and we talk about what we were going to do in spring training to get to this point. Mm-hmm. And it's been great. It's been awesome.
Well, even like Mookie Betts, it was like game six or game seven, you sat him
down, game six, or something in Miami.
And
what are you doing?
It's a little early to be getting arrested. You just got out of spring training.
So that day, he doesn't play, and Xander came up to me. He's like, so this is real, huh? I'm like, yes, you have to. I mean, we gonna arrest guys. And the other big day was that Sunday in Oakland after we got no hit.
Yeah,
we won the first game, and Hanley doesn't play, Mookie doesn't play. We don't pinch hit for Christian in the seventh, I think it was, on Sunday, and everybody was like, wow, you gotta win series. And the next day was an off day. We were going to Toronto, and then we did our thing in Toronto, and people start buying into it, which is great.
All right, you changed the roster. You have added Drew Pomeranz. You were usually really good at explaining to us moves that you make. Pomeranz was not much in September. Obviously, offers you an arm from the left side, but why is he on this roster?
Yes, so throughout September and now early in October, one thing about Drew, he kept throwing, and the data that we have, actually, velocity is up again. He's throwing 93, 94. I know it's bullpens and all that, but we've been waiting for velocity mm-hmm. to go up the whole season. And all of a sudden, I don't know if it was because of rest or he was just, free and relaxed. The velocity was up. He working his breaking ball. Actually, he threw yesterday live VP to the guys, and the stuff was good. This is a team that mixes and matches a lot. And they pinch it in the second inning. They pinch it in the fourth inning. And this is, we saw it against Milwaukee. And they got Peterson and Bellinger. Grandal from the right side, he's not that good. Puig is a reverse split guy. So we might – I'm not saying we're going to use him in high-leverage situations, because with us, it's pretty straightforward. You give us five and two-thirds. We're going to Brazier. We're going to Barnes. We go into the available starter, and then we go to Kimbrough. But in the National League game, last year I lived it with Liriano. Liriano mm-hmm. didn't pitch in the first four games of the World Series. No, actually five games. And then all of a sudden we have to use him in game six. He got Bellinger out, and then we use him in game seven. He got Bellinger out again. So we're not talking about 12 outs, 15 outs, but I do feel that there's going to be a hitter, that Drew is going to come in. It's going to be one of these reverse split guys from the right side or one of those lefties, and he's going to throw that breaking ball and that fastball up, and he's going to get him out.
So was it matchup decision as far as Stephen Wright? Was that a health issue, or was it Drew was just a better option?
Oh, I mean, with Stephen, he went from we took him out of the roster to he put himself in this conversation. He only threw one live BP, and, last night we talked about it. There were a lot of guys in the conversation, Work, Stephen Wright, Bobby Pointer, Pomeranz, and then at the end, just looking the way he manages the game, they manage the game, and how they do things, I do feel And I don't like, you know, tying myself up with lefty specialists, but in this particular moment, I do feel that another lefty is going to help us out in the bullpen.
Speaking of lefties, these guys do have probably more lefties in the lineup than the first two rounds, more lefties in the rotation, in the staff, in the bullpen than the last two rounds. So your left-handed hitters are going to have to hit some lefties. And with that, I want to ask you, have you decided what you got tonight here for a lineup?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the lineup. I mean, I have a pretty good idea where we're going to go, but I'm still waiting for a few guys to show up. One thing for sure, Noon is a big part of what we're trying to accomplish. Rafi Devers is going to have to face some lefties. Brock Holz, Mitch Moreland. If you look at the numbers, they're lefties. They're really good against righties. They've been okay against lefties, so this platoon advantage, we have to take advantage of it, you know. And also the mix and match. Obviously, Dave, he's a guy that he'll mix and match from the get-go too. And like you said, there's some righties that have to do the job, and obviously lefties that have to hit lefties in this series.
Yeah, you mentioned about Roberts, like, just mixing and matching, like, even his leadoff hitters, like, four different leadoff hitters in the last four games of the NLCS. Like, is that a concern as far as, you know, matchups or, you know, his philosophy, trying to set you up for something? How do you read into that?
No, at the end of the day, I hate managing the opposition. I hate that. You know, that's not my job. My job is to manage this team, and we relied on starters, you know, Sale, Price, Ovaldi, Porcello. You know, we need them to go 5-6 innings, hopefully 7. And it really doesn't matter what they do with the mixing and matching. As long as our horses, they give us enough innings and we have the lead in the six, we're going to be in good shape.
So you mentioned, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, your starters 5 1/3 or something like that, Brazier, everybody else. And then you said best available starter or available starter.
Who's available, yeah.
Is that
the
Rick
Rover.
Porcello
the
again?
Rover. The Rover.
That's what you're calling the Rover, huh?
Yeah, the Rover. Nate and Rick, you know, those are the two guys. And he's amazing. So we're in Houston after the off day. And batting practice is over. David just pitched 4 2/3 here. And after BP, I'm walking towards my office, and you have to go by the training room. And David is like, AC. I'm like, what's going on? I'm available. I say, yeah, you're available tomorrow out of the bullpen. He's like, no, I'm available today. And then Porcello goes 4 innings, I think it was, in game 4. I take him out. Right away, he's like, that was embarrassing. I'm available tomorrow. Nate Evaldi, I don't even tell him to put the spikes on. He puts his spikes on and he takes off to the bullpen before the first pitch in game 5. And that's where we're at right now. You guys have heard.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, we're all in. I've been talking about it the whole time. We're all in. And they're all in. It doesn't mean that I'm going to use them.
Yeah.
But the fact that they go to that bullpen and everybody sees them out there, it makes a difference. It makes a difference.
But how much of a concern is it? Because Rick did look great against the Yankees, maybe not as sharp against Houston. Coming out of the bullpen, you know, it's one of these things, guts and glory, but at the end of the day, is it too much for them?
No, not really. I mean, we got, what, 9 more days? Yeah. If it goes to 7 innings next year, the spring training program will be different. You know, if their first bullpen
Shelf
is in.
Are you dangling that carrot?
Yeah. If the first bullpen for them is, I don't know, at the end of spring training, so be it. You know, we're trying to win today. You never know what can happen tomorrow. The weather, sure. It might rain, and they get another off day.
All right, Alex, let's get to tonight's game. By the way, do you ever have that belly button ring affect your performance before?
No.
You were good with it? not an issue? Good.
You know, Ordway actually said he would get a belly button ring if you guys won. He said he would get one.
I'm just checking.
I mean, the guy's amazing.
I'm going to get a big dangling one.
He's awesome. I heard they're going to.
It's a great story.
They're going to look at the jersey today.
No, I liked his story better when he was in Chicago and he hurt his ankle. Did you ever hear that story? And he claimed that an intruder came into his house and he had to kick the guy out.
My nephew told me today. What's going on
here?
He's
a great actor. I got to give it to him.
He's awesome.
It's deadpan. Okay, so. What do you expect? What should we see at the beginning of the game? What's the velocity going to be at the beginning of the game? Are we going to see 94, 95? Are we looking at 89, 90? What are you expecting tonight from him?
I'll pay attention to the slider. I think that was the pitch that was missing against the Houston Astros.
So you're good with the velocity?
I'm good with the velocity, especially in this condition, so, you know.
Yeah.
He showed some 94, 95, I think, at the end of that start, but it was more about the slider. He had no command of it. The changeup wasn't good. He only had one pitch in that start. It was a fastball glove side inside, and he grinded through, what, 4 innings or whatever it was. So I think the slider is the most important pitch for David. Even if he's throwing 99, if he doesn't have the slider, it's a tough outing for him because they'll foul off pitches and the pitch count gets up there. But that's the one I'm going to be paying attention.
Now, is he a guy that you continue to – obviously, he'll want to pitch in eighth inning if you need it. But given maybe that layoff and that no bullpen and how the end of the year ended, is it really important for him to get that bullpen in between starts as opposed to coming out of the pen? Just to be right mechanically.
Yeah. We've been talking about his hips and now about the belly button, so hopefully that doesn't change his mechanics. He stays balanced. But there's a few things that we notice in every start. There's a lot of – well, I'll say there's a lot of cameras. It doesn't matter now. You know, people know about the cameras here. So that we can compare starts. And he was a little bit off mechanically, too, against the Astros. His arm angle wasn't there either. So expect him to make adjustments and – he'll be okay, man.
Now, against the Yankees, you guys took off. Against Houston with Maldonado, it's a different story. You mentioned that was a big pickup for them.
We put pressure. You know what? go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Just the thought that we were going to run, it just messed him up.
That's why he couldn't catch a ball?
I mean, he struggled.
Yeah.
He actually – and I love Maldi. He's one of my best friends, and he's probably the best defensive catcher in the big leagues, but – He struck with the signs, first of all.
He crossed up a few times.
I mean, they were so into the we're stealing signs and sending people to check us out. Actually, we used it to our advantage. You know, I mentioned it to you guys. You know, paranoia, we were like, I mean, we almost started doing jumping jacks at second base. It was that bad. And the sign sequences, they were long and probably very complicated, and he messed them up. And he had a tough series. We didn't run as much, but the thought that we were going to run, that's why they traded for him.
Yeah.
And they were ready
for
it.
You went Cleveland, just in case.
They were ready for it, and I think we did a good job as far as, like, just getting good leads and putting pressure on them, and it actually works for us.
So, to me, in just my opinion, these guys aren't ready for it, okay? Because I don't know if Barnes is what's going on with him. I don't think he throws the ball well. And then Grandal, I don't know if he can catch or not either. But it's more about the pitchers because you got the lefties. So how difficult is it? Because you got to guess right, you got to pick things up, know when to go. Because I think you can get on the catchers, but the pitchers are tough to run on.
Yes, they are, and they do a good job. Kershaw is a guy that he's very quick to the play. He has that slide step. He has a snap throw to first base. But at the same time, as you know, we always pay attention to the game sequences and tips and everything. So
you pay attention to a lot.
Yeah, everybody does here. If we recognize something and we can take advantage of it, we've done it the whole season, so it's not going to stop now.
Does the weather play a role in any of your decisions as far as just starting rotation? I know Chris is today. Tomorrow's going to be cold also. David Price, he's going to be your guy game two.
Yeah.
Any? Did you put any thought into maybe changing it to going out to L.A., having them start game three and what, 85, 75 degrees?
85 and perfect. No, actually, I talked to David, and he's fine with it. And another thing that we can do is keep the Rovers, in games for game one and two. And that's something that it worked for us the first two rounds, and we're going to be, ready for them, for Rick and Nate. We can use them in the first two games, and then we decide what we do in three and four.
Do the Rovers get a special shirt?
I mean, there's a lot of shirts. I saw the Beat LA one, and the Yankees win. David was over there hanging out, by the way. Big Poppy. But,
He's working the series. He's a big-time employee.
Him and Alex,
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
Alex Rodriguez. Yeah.
I've got to ask you about this because you gave us 2 days of programming, which I'd like to thank you for, mentioning the possibility of Mookie Betts at second base for those three games. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Boy, we stretched the hell out of that
You know
one.
What? You can help us a little bit more. Man. Give us a little bit more. This would be perfect. So Lou brought up the whole scenario yesterday. It made all sorts of sense. Double switch, get it in the National League. You can move him at second base, then you can move him back to right field. You have a lot of flexibility. Is that the only way we see Mookie Betts? You're not going to start him out there in one of those three games at second base, are you?
Yeah. I can't say he's not going to start, but the chances of him playing second base are slim. But at the same time, we have to be prepared. I got thrown out once, and all of a sudden I'm watching the game on TV, and he's playing second base against the Yankees. Running can put him at second. So double switches, knowing that we got Brock, knowing that we got Ian, we got Blake, we just have to be prepared. And Maybe he play one inning in the seventh, and then he'll go back to the outfield, just like they do with
Chris Taylor.
With Taylor and Enrique Hernandez. They do the same thing. So we're just prepared. It was funny because last night we were watching the basketball game, and when they asked Mookie about playing second base, I was like, wow, you know, this is a big topic.
Well,
you
see,
know?
They also had video of him taking ground balls, and I was trying to say, I've seen this kid take ground balls for like 4 years in a row ever since he's been in the big leagues. Because I remember asking, why does he still take ground balls with the infielders at second? He's done it. Now, he was working with Petey, which got a lot of camera action and turning double plays, but he's been doing this, correct, for ever since he's come to the big leagues, taking ground balls.
It's part of his preparation for the outfield. Even that play down the line against
quick
Tony
release.
Kemp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a second baseman in the hole. He turns around and throws the ball. I joke with him. There's a reason you're playing right field at the big league level, and you're really good. And he's like, it wasn't because I was bad. It's because we have Pedroia. I say, well, that's what you think. So, yeah.
So if Mookie doesn't say start there, there is decisions to be made. Mm-hmm. Is you might have two righties going game, you know, 3 and 4. Is that a situation to where maybe you obviously you've scouted numbers as far as fly balls, right field, left field, JD, where do I want to put this guy? Have you decided? Have you talked to Jackie? Have you talked to Andrew as far as what the plan might be in the National League Park?
No, we haven't. We haven't gone that far. But you guys know when Jackie's not playing, we'll move Mookie to center field. We'll play JD in right field.
Even with righties on the mound and a bunch of lefties?
Yeah, he's. We'll put him in a position that he's going to make plays. Okay. And he actually did a good job throughout the season. It's just a matter of those three guys are elite. They're really good, really good. But we'll see the matchups. I think it's righty in game 3, lefty in game 4. So we'll talk about it and we'll make a decision. But right now, it really doesn't matter. You know, who starts, who doesn't start. You got to be in that clubhouse. It's very powerful, you know, to be honest with you. You go in and everybody's in the same boat. You text them and, you know, Kinsler talked about it when Brock hit for the cycle and I text him. I say, hey, you're playing second base. And he's like, are you sure?
Play that kid. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah, you're playing. And actually, Ian swing the bat better, you know, the last few days.
Alex, thank you very much.
No decision on the lineups yet. You still got to talk to some guys, right?
Yeah, I'll talk to some guys, and it'll be out.
Send a message. Can you send a little pigeon down to help us out?
You guys know baseball.
Listen, don't get tossed out in the first game. These games are fun if you stay in the dugout for 9 innings. You know,
you know what? It's amazing because I was watching the network a few days ago, and they show all these plays that change games, you know, the ball in the wall and the pitch by Verlander before the home run.
Yeah, slide it down the way. It might have been a strike.
It was a good pitch. but they never showed the fastball away to Benny when I got thrown out. You know, like, that's a 3-2 count. He walks. It's JD coming up with the bases loaded, and Presley was coming into the game. But people forget that I got thrown out.
It's over. You can forget about it.
Yeah, everybody forgot it. Yeah.
Just hang around for a while.
I got to check my email if I got fined for that one.
All right, man. Good luck. Okay.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you next
week.
Alex Cora, right here on OML.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.